Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Bill McCann, founder and president of Dancing Dutch, and we are looking at a new product called the Limelighter. And why don't you tell us what that is?
Okay, the Limelighter is a product that helps low-vision musicians who need some magnification to read music. It's a standalone device. We have it right here in front of us. Mm-hmm. It's, I think it's 17 or 18 inches wide screen.
Okay, yeah, very wide.
It is a touch screen.
Okay.
And attached to it, there is a pedal.
This is a floor-standing unit, right? Okay, it's about 3 or 4 feet high and a big pole that's coming up.
And it's
ground.
An adjustable height. You can adjust the height. You can adjust the angle of the... It's basically an electronic music stand. And our software magnifies the music. You move through note by note.
Mm-hmm.
And you press this pedal. Now, I have it in my hand, but it's basically a stenographer pedal. It really isn't useful at this point.
Okay, all right.
But every time I press the pedal, it's as though if you were looking at a sheet of music, someone moved it for you, slid it kind of right to left across your field of vision.
Okay.
And there's a focus rectangle to attract your eye to the beginning of the next measure.
Oh, wow.
Now, if you blow the music up so big that less than one complete measure of music fills up the screen, you just press the pedal a second time, and it's smart enough to scroll and show you
the rest of the
remaining notes. You can also, since we build it around a touch screen, if you're working with a teacher who likes to write on your music, or if you're working in a band or orchestra and the conductor says, change that mezzo forte to double forte, everybody takes out their pencils and marks their music. You can take out a special pen tablet, a stylus, and you can write right on the music on the screen.
And it will save it.
And it'll save it. Bring it back the next time. If you scale up or scale down your magnification, the markings scale right with them.
Technically, what format is this music in? Or
the music is built around the same editor we use with our Braille music translator called Goodfeel. It's called Lime. And Lime is a notation editor. And by the way, it's not just for reading music, although most people will want it for that.
Right.
But it can also, this is also an accessible low-vision music editing program.
Okay.
So you can change the music if you are a composer or you have to do your music theory homework. You can actually enter notes, play them back in tempo, which is also a way to learn your music. You can not only read it, but listen.
Sure.
You know, obviously not while you're playing, but when you're studying or practicing at home.
And for your instructors, Lime is a mainstream product, correct?
Yes, Lime is a mainstream product. These features, we work directly with the developer of Lime, and we license the features for Limelighter separately.
Okay.
But it's basically built on the same software.
Are these files incompatible back with regular Lime? Or?
Yes, they're basically Lime files, and we've incorporated the markup feature and the special magnification, the custom magnification needed for music, because things like Zoom Text Magic, they're wonderful for magnifying text, but when you start trying to apply them to music, that starts to look very squashed and grainy and kind of bent out of shape.
I see.
So this maintains it, because you have to do a lot of tricks to make things look natural as you get, you know, even up to 10 times the size.
So because of this being a touch screen and hardware, is this only available as hardware, not software?
Yeah, we're selling it as a standalone device to try to make it simple, and also because we're kind of specializing or focusing on two hardware units that we know are stable. Uh, may maybe down the road we might sell the software separately, but at this point we're afraid it would just be so much support problems,
sure.
You know. But yeah, so we've shown it to low vision people mm-hmm. here. They really like it. A lot of teachers, but it's a brand new product.
Is this monitor on the stand, is that a mainstream product or is that specially designed for this?
It is not specially designed. However, it is a high-end touch screen.
You're not just going to find it out in the store.
No.
Right.
No, we get it from wholesale from a
sure.
manufacturer. But yeah, it's... We really are excited about it. We've been working on it for almost 3 years.
Right. Okay.
And we're hoping it's going to help a lot of people. We're, from a business point of view, we're hoping it's going to connect us with a wider market that is also still a very underserved market. Until this, people were taking, you know, photocopiers and blowing up the music so big it would fall off the music stand or, you know, trying to use all kinds of different setups
right.
to make it work. And it's this is very simple, just one device,
sure.
a pedal.
It's the first of its kind.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
So
how much are you selling this for?
We are going to sell it for $39.95, which is comparable to, you know, a lot of low vision gadgets. And it also, we'll be able to, I need to find a dealer network for this product. Our other products were sole source. You know, you can call me, I can generally give you a demo over the phone or send you a software demo.
Right.
This thing, it's hardware, people really need to see it, you know, stand
sure.
in front of it, touch it, look at it.
Sure.
So I'm going to need help selling it, which means I got to make the price to a point where it's
well,
going
there
to
you go. And perhaps somebody listening might be interested in becoming a dealer.
Yeah, why not?
You never know.
Give us a call, dancingdots.com. All our contact details are right there on dancingdots.com. And yeah, I'd be happy to hear from potential dealers or potential consumers.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, JJ.
All right.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.